So it's no surprise the conservation community is urging people to eat less meat, even calling it the single biggest way to reduce your impact on Earth. But to convince people to do it, we need to understand why meat consumption is so problematic. And it all boils down to the 10% rule of energy transfer, and you may have heard of this before in high school biology. It states that only 10% of the energy of any trophic level is transferred to the next trophic level. Why so little? Well, of all the grass a cow or a rabbit eats, or some other primary consumer, most of the energy is used up in that animal's daily functions. It has to walk, breathe, digest, and do all the other things a body needs energy for. Like any warm-blooded animal, a large proportion of the energy is used to keep the body warm and is ultimately lost to the environment as heat. And a bit of the energy is discarded as waste. So when the calculations are complete, only about 10% of what that cow or rabbit eats actually is manifested as that animal's biomass, able to be harvested by its predator, namely us, or in the case of a rabbit, a coyote or a hawk. So when you think about it, it makes tons of sense. If we captured all of the energy of every sandwich we've ever eaten in our lives as our body mass, we would be ginormous. No, we use and lose lots of the energy that we eat. And that's the explanation of the 10% rule. That's why eating beef is so much less efficient than eating vegetables. Not that I'm advocating for strict vegetarianism, I'm just saying it's important to be aware of the connection between our diet and the amount of land required to grow our food.